And that's what I use as a source, mm-hmm. just my experience with my students mm-hmm. only.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed in your speech or in the speech of your black friends any sort of conscious effort to alter their speech habits when they're around whites?
My friends. No, not really.
Okay. Do you notice any difference between the way you talk and the way your parents talk?
Let me see. Not between me and my mother, no. Not between the two of us. And not between myself and my sisters and brothers, but there's a distinct difference between myself and my grandparents. Mm-hmm. There's a difference.
Could you describe that in general, what the difference is?
Well, wow.
Does the speech of your grandparents or of older people offend you in any way or bother you?
Oh, no. No, not at all. No. No, it doesn't, because they never had an opportunity, a chance to do anything about their predicament. Even the speech of blacks my mother's age doesn't bother me, because their chances and opportunities were extremely limited, if not any at all. But I feel that blacks my age and younger now, I feel that there is no excuse there, especially the ones that are younger than I am, because their whole situation, their educational opportunities are so much different than from mine. My elementary background is extremely, I don't know how to describe it, very, very weak, because the school in which I attended, it just simply wasn't adequate. And several times, I'll give you an example. When I was in the fifth grade, my fifth grade class and the sixth grade class were in the same room, and we had one teacher that taught both of us, both the fifth and sixth grade. And sometimes I tried to remember back and just see how in the world Mrs. Carter did that. How could she control two classes at one time, but she did it. And the kinds of material we had to work with, we had one bookcase, one set of encyclopedias, and that was it. Maybe one dictionary. But black students that are coming out of schools now, the kinds of equipment and materials they have to work with far surpass what I had to work with at that stage. And now, high school was a little better. And it was extremely better from 11th and 12th grade. And this was simply due to the 1965 Elementary Secondary Education Act. But I can't use my background as an excuse because in other words, I can't use my background as an excuse for not knowing, even though it was rather meager during my elementary years. But still, I've had opportunities prior to that would overshadow that. But I do feel that black kids, and I have to speak of black kids because those are the ones I primarily work with in the schools. There is absolutely no excuse for them not putting forth the necessary effort to correct something that.
So you think there's some sort of need for them to assimilate a kind of standard speech for them to function in the community or function socially?
Oh yes, I feel that's extremely necessary.
But you don't. Would you say it's not imperative that they abandon the speech that they grew up with, say amongst themselves, or used informally?
Abandon that?
Yeah, or do you think that needs to be?
No, I think all of us have, depending upon the circumstances.